It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, I'm Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. And on today's show, we welcome from Michigan an artist who records only as Borns. He has a very unique voice and a very unique style, and you're going to love hearing him and getting to know him a little bit better. His new album is called Dopamine. It went on sale in October, and he's our special guest today. Borns joins us right here on Border Crossings. Hi, I'm Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. He's on tour for his new album, Dopamine. We'd like to welcome to Washington, D.C. and to the Voice of America, Borns. It's nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Now, the full name is Garrett Borns.
That is my full name, yes.
But you prefer to go by the last name, and which you said in Danish means?
Well, directly translated, it means children's with apostrophe.
Children's.
But just because there's an S on it. But it does mean children.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of a nice, reminder of performing and writing music from that inner child. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. Yeah. We all have an inner child.
Yeah.
And I don't ever want to grow up. I don't know about you, but I want to stay young forever. because that's where it's at. I mean, keeping yourself young and keeping yourself grounded. And I love your music. I love the approach. Your family come from a graphics art background, I guess. So there's a lot of visual stuff in what you do. The videos, I've watched several of the videos. And the new single, what is it called? 10,000 Emerald Pools. Yeah. 10,000 Emerald Pools. Mm-hmm. Amazing video. It's absolutely amazing. And it looked like you shot it with the camera turned upside down.
I was actually the one upside down.
Yes. But the water's like, the level of the water's here, but you're looking, you're underwater the whole time, and then there's diving in, and it's...
Right, yeah. I was actually hanging from my knees upside down in the water. So when you flip the image, it's basically like the surface of the water turns into like the bottom of the water. It's kind of, it's a weird optical illusion, but yeah, it's...
And I read where you got sick. After
making
the video.
We filmed it in like October, which in an outdoor pool. It was kind of cold.
Naked.
I was not wearing many clothes, no.
Yeah. Well, I love the video, and the song is great.
Thanks.
And I don't know who's the young lady in the video with you, but it's very, very, it's choreographed beautifully.
Yeah, yeah. She was just wearing like a flowing sort of fabric in the water, and they were dumping like buckets of glitter in the water and like throwing bowling balls. It was supposed to look like this kind of celestial explosion, creation of the universe kind of thing, which is a nasty process.
Well, congratulations on the new album, which just came out. So that this is a very exciting time for you. Dopamine is the new album.
Yeah.
Why did you pick the name Dopamine? A song on the album, or what was the inspiration for that?
Yeah, Dopamine is a track on the album, but pretty much all the songs were kind of inspired by kind of this chemical reaction, you know, in your brain. All the songs are very romantic in that way, and Dopamine is kind of a co-writer on the album, if you want to go that route, because, you know, that was where all the songs came from.
And you started, I guess, musically at 10, what I read, and then by 14 you had a scholarship at Interlochen, which, for those watching and listening, is quite a prestigious music school in Michigan.
Yeah, Interlochen's amazing. Yeah.
And at 14, you're already good enough to get a full ride there at a well-known music school.
I didn't get a scholarship to Interlochen, but I went there for filmmaking when I was in high school. So yeah.
Very talented guy. Yeah. Gifted. Well, we're going to ask if you'd do a song for us.
Absolutely.
Like to hear something off the new album?
Sure, definitely. This one's called 10,000 Emerald Pools.
So, hey, all right.
Cool.
Let's get underwater.
Hold your breath. one, two,
time is standing still, you're the treasure. diving deeper, deeper for you.
Sounding great, Bournes.
Thank you.
Here on The Voice of America, 10,000 Emerald Pools.
Yes, sir.
And the album is Dopamine, and you are currently on tour. Are you going to go internationally to perform?
Yeah, yeah. We're doing some Europe shows. Really excited about playing Pitchfork in Paris and Amsterdam. Never been there, so I'm really excited to play there. Yeah.
Do you speak French? I saw on your Facebook page the whole piece was written in French.
Oh yeah, that's my
about the Pitchfork Festival.
Oh, that's my bilingual publicist probably doing that. So yeah.
Always helps to have someone who can speak a lot of languages.
I hope someday to learn more French, though. Yeah.
Now you come from a variety of musical influences.
Mm-hmm.
I've read where people refer to you as glam. And I've also read where you said that you were largely influenced by soul, listening to, you know, a lot of soul music growing up, and also 70s, 80s and 70s music.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's quite a variety of influences you have.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. My folks played a lot of kind of like danceable, groovy stuff growing up, Bee Gees, Earth, Wind, and Fire, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They like to dance. They're not like musicians, but they're definitely dancers, so yeah.
And how would you describe your music?
I don't know. I like hearing how other people describe it, because everyone kind of has their different musical tastes and hear it all differently. So I look to, you know, people talking about it on Twitter or whatever, and I'm like, oh, maybe it is kind of like that.
Well, you got some pretty big fans too. I mean, Taylor Swift really likes your music. I mean, that's a nice endorsement to have.
Absolutely.
A lot of, you know, right now you have the big buzz going. You're, you know, on the way. I think Candy was the first EP, but now Dopamine is the first full studio album. How long did it take you to write the songs and put the songs together for the new album?
Well, I released Candy last November. And then pretty much it's just been, I've been on the road, since then, with my full band, but, we kind of had to put the album together in like a few months. I pretty much had like a few months in the summer to kind of really get everything together. So it was pretty crazy. It was crunch time. There's, you know, deadlines are inspiring in a way.
Now, were you on tour with Charlie XCX when she all of a sudden said enough?
Yeah, we
did the tour off.
We did the first leg of the tour. There was a different opener for the second leg, but yeah.
And picking up a lot of fans all around the world.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a lot of. That was a really fun tour. Very exuberant fans.
Yes, and you have traveled considerably, you know, and where you've lived as well. You have had the experience of growing up in Michigan, like myself.
Yeah.
And then you moved to New York, and said maybe that wasn't the right vibe. So you chose L.A., where you live now?
Yeah, and I guess in the moment I wasn't really thinking too hard about it. I wasn't really planning on moving to L.A. I just kind of took a one-way ticket out there and was like, well, we'll see what happens. Kind of planned on staying out there for like a month or two and do some writing and get a change of scenery. And then I ended up staying there for 2 years.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's how a lot of people end up, you know, go for a vacation and fall in love. Yeah. More comfortable with the nature environment than the big city.
Yeah, I guess in that moment in my life, I just kind of needed that kind of serene sort of atmosphere to kind of clear my mind and work on music, because it definitely inspired the sound, I feel like, of the new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
that's interesting that you mentioned that, because I was going to ask you where the fact that you've lived in different places and each one has a different tempo, a different pace, a different vibe to it, how that's influenced your music and your writing.
Yeah, I think your environment is always influencing you. in your thoughts and how you express yourself. And I guess in this particular place in the hills in LA, it's actually the same area, the canyon, where like Yogananda came originally and made the Self-Realization Fellowship up on the top of like near Moon Canyon. And it's still up there. It's like this like beautiful meditation gardens. Mm-hmm. So there's something very kind of Zen in those hills, you know? And I read the autobiography of a yogi, which is his, like mm-hmm. his book. And so just kind of getting into that mindset, I feel like helps me figure out kind of musically my next, mm-hmm. you know,
great
path. So, yeah.
And where, I mean, what else inspires your music? Where else do you draw inspiration from? Is it your own relationships? Is it what you observe as a songwriter?
Yeah.
Where do these ideas come from?
Yeah, it's my own relationships. I think the first EP was kind of like, I didn't know too many people in LA. And so I was like, I guess kind of writing these fantastical love songs about like the most, you know, electrifying love you could find. So that's where that came
Hence
from.
Hence the title.
Yeah, exactly. but I feel like on Dopamine, that album has more, I think, kind of more intimate, real subject matter. So mm-hmm. yeah.
So you have since fallen in love, basically.
Here and there.
Here and there. Bournes is our guest here today. Dopamine is the name of the new album. If you wouldn't mind doing another song, that'd be
sure.
Yeah. What's this one called?
What do you think? Should we do four? Yeah, this one's four. It's on the new album. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Go walking each night, get a physical reaction. When you're on the path, then my mind met a physical attraction. Call it a curse from the full moon flowing in my bloodstream. I can feel it like a monsoon hovering above me. Escape the air. The wind always brings me the scent of a hair. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, kinds of crazy you're making me. I can't keep my mind off you. Darling, losing my cool by me acting like a fool. Ooh.
Wow, great. Great stuff.
Thanks.
I really like your voice. You have a very unique voice.
Thank
you. It's not your typical, you don't hear that kind of voice all the time.
Oh,
very
cool.
Nice to listen to.
Thanks a lot.
You have a lot of professional training, vocal coaches and all that?
Not really. Back when I lived in Michigan, I studied for a little bit with an opera singer named Carlos Sese, really amazing tenor. And that was kind of the first time that I ever had sort of classical training and working kind of singing from a different place I've never sang from, you know, kind of like deeper, using your body as an instrument in an interesting way. Because when Carlos sang, it's like he could almost like kind of make a room rattle, you know? Mm. His voice is so
big.
Yeah, it's huge. And I think just singing operatically, you know, it was that form of singing was made to like sing without amplification or whatever. Mm-hmm. So,
and yeah. The kind of music you're making now, is that like it's always been this direction for you, or have you tried other different kinds of music?
Yeah, I've tried a lot of different kinds of music. But yeah, this sort of just came out of living in LA, I guess. So, yeah.
You have a great sound. And, you know, introduce the guys you came with, the band.
The girls and guys.
The girl and guy.
Guy and gal. Well, this is Misty Boyce back
here.
Hi,
Misty.
On keys and voice, angelic backups, and Connor Doyle on the 12 string.
And you guys just got those guitars today. You just opened the box, and here we are.
They were in our stockings when we woke up. Yeah, we were happy campers finding these. Starting to just break them in, you know.
And when you're typically doing your shows on tour, it's electric guitar. It's not acoustic.
Yeah, most of it's electric.
But you did put some acoustic stuff up on your Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Acoustic versions of songs. So we've got also an exclusive here now, right?
Right.
We're getting the exclusive.
Exclusive, yes.
To have Bourne's in our studio. And so, you know, the tour continues for the remainder of this year, the holidays. What's happening for you over the holidays?
The holidays, well, we are going to Australia in the new year, which is fun. Never been there. That's going to be really amazing.
Wherever they send you.
Yeah, what's going on? We'll be in,
such a great sound, and you know, it's exciting because this is, you know, the new album Dopamine is out, so this has to be a very exciting time for you. You know, you're doing all the major TV shows in the United States, you're going to play the major festivals around the world. That's exciting.
Yeah, it's a dream.
It's
absolutely.
Dreams coming true for you. And you also like to write poetry, I read.
Yeah, absolutely. Most of it is done in the notes in my iPhone. I think I like to look at songwriting kind of like writing poetry too. I don't know. I like looking at words on a paper after writing lyrics and seeing how they look just as words together, you know, instead of like just sonically, you know? So yeah, if you take the music away from lyrics, it becomes a poem.
That's right. Do you write the lyrics first or the melody first?
Kind of both. I keep a pretty steady flow of words going. So whenever I'm in the studio, kind of mix and match. But yeah.
All right. Could you do another song for us?
Sure.
Tell me about this song. I'm always interested to know where songs come from.
Right.
The average person like myself, we have no idea where you got this. So.
Let's see. Electric Love?
Yeah, Taylor Swift called and she wants to hear it.
Oh, yeah? She's on the telly?
She's on the telly.
Taylor's on the telly. this one is Acoustic Love, I guess. This song is it was actually written on just an electric, you know, kind of with that shuffle beat. So this is the kind of mellow interpretation of that song. But goes like this. 1, 2, 1, 2. Candy, she
and louder and louder. Baby, you're like lightning in a bottle. I can't let you go now that I got it. All I need is to be struck by your electric love. Love. Yeah, baby, you're electric love. Electric love. Drown me, you make my heart beat like the rain. Surround me, pull me deep beneath your waves. And every night my mind is running around her. Oh, thunder's getting louder and louder and louder.
Electric Love. And, you know, joking aside, Taylor Swift said that's an instant classic. Yeah. How does it make you feel when you read all these reviews, Rolling Stone and Spin and just about everybody, you know, raving about your music? How does that make you feel? Do you care about that stuff or does that?
Yeah, of course I care. It makes me bashful. I don't know.
Yeah, you seem like a very shy, kind of laid back kind of guy. But yet I read that you were always the life of the party growing up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I like performing for sure. Yeah, definitely. But it's just funny when music is sort of a kind of stream of consciousness thing. At least I try to make it be. And then when someone, I don't know, praises it or whatever, it makes you feel like, well, does it deserve that? It was just sort of an idea that was recorded.
Well, that's nice that you're very humble.
But I mean, yeah, I record everything with Tommy English, and he's an amazing producer, so, yeah.
And I imagine also it's kind of hard talking about yourself.
Yeah.
You know, that's not an easy thing to do for many people.
Yeah.
To be examined and torn apart and dissected and whatever. Because you make great music. I really like your sound and what you do. And the influences in your music come from a variety of places. Playboy magazine?
Playboy.
I mean, Playboy magazine?
Lots of Playboy. Yeah, I mean,
How does Playboy magazine influence what you write?
Well, on this record, it inspired a few different, a few lines here and there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a song called Overnight Sensation that was inspired by a Playboy ad.
Mm-hmm.
Even the album cover itself was inspired by an advertisement in like a 60s Playboy. So old Playboy, like 60s and 70s. That's the best.
So a lot of what you do then is influenced by 70s and 80s, like I mentioned, because even the video for Electric Love, there's black light, the girls are dancing.
Right, you know, yeah. It's kind of a combination of eras, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I never want anything to seem throwback. I definitely want it to seem like, you know, current.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, everything's like cyclical, I guess.
And where did you come up with the idea to put in coyote howlings in your
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of cool little nuances of... LA sounds on the record that are just kind of neatly tucked away in there, if anyone notices them. But yeah, there's Coyotes. Yeah, they're all iPhone samples too. There's some like Ice Cream Bells or some Birds on a song. Yeah, little bits of LA here and there.
Dopamine's the album. People want to get it, they can go on iTunes and Amazon. Also your website, I believe.
Yeah. Bourne's Music.
bournesmusic.com. And you keep in touch with everybody via Facebook, Twitter, and all that as well.
Yeah, yeah. That is
respond yourself. Mm-hmm. So how can people find you? Facebook?
Well, all my social media handles are Bourne's Music. So.
Bourne's Music. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming
Thanks
in.
Thanks so
all
much. Yeah. It's a pleasure.
Pleasure to meet you.
You too.
Congratulations on the new album.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, Bourne's, for being our guest on Border Crossings. The new album is called Dopamine. My name is Larry London, and we've got some requests to play for the rest of the hour. Let's get things started with a request from Adele. This is a request for Masai Alemu, who's in Ethiopia, tuned in to Shager FM 102.1. Here is Adele. This is One and Only on Border Crossings.
You've been on my mind. I grow fonder every day, lose myself in time. Just thinking of your face, God only knows why it's taken me so long to let my doubts go. You're the only one that I want. I don't know why I'm scared. I've been here before. Every feeling, every word, I've imagined it all. You never know if you never try to forgive your past and simply be mine. I dare you to let me be your one and only. Promise I'm worthy to
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Happiness, sadness.
some music from Bob Marley if you like the reggae sound. Yaman. That's War, No More Trouble, a request from Yared Tesfaye here on Border Crossings. Yared Tesfaye in Ethiopia. I'm Larry London. If you want to join us with requests and dedications, send yours to our email address, bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can also go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and send a request our way via Facebook. Here's a request from Ogwo Ojum, and it's the Carpenters, and this is dedicated to the Nigerian Golden Eaglets team that won the under-17 FIFA World Cup. They're on top of the world. From everybody in Nigeria, including Ogwo Ojum, it's the Carpenters on Border Crossings.
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. It's clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen.
I'm on the top of the world looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
Something in the wind has learned my name, and it's telling me that things are not the same. In the leaves on the trees and the touch of the breeze, there's a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will find that tomorrow will be just the same for you and me. All I need will be mine if you are here.
I'm on the top of the world again, down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world. I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Persona. You'll always be the one that I wanna come home to, boy. Let me love you and show you how special you are. the right direction. I'ma give you all my affection. Every touch becomes infectious. Let's make out in this Lexus. There's no other love just like this. I like what you, I wonder, can we become love's persona? You'll always be the one that I wanna come home to, girl. Let me love you and show you how special you are. I wanna be your baby. You'll always be my baby. Tell me what you want. Sing it to the world. Baby, give me some. Give me some. You gon' be my girl. I wanna make it mine. And it ain't nobody's business. It ain't nobody's business. It ain't nobody's business. It ain't nobody's business. Just mine and my baby. It ain't no, it ain't, it ain't no, it ain't, it ain't no, it ain't no. Ain't nobody's business. Said it ain't nobody's business. It ain't nobody's business. It ain't nobody's business.
You always be mine.
Chris Brown, Rihanna, and Nobody's Business here on VOA 1 and Border Crossings. A request from Augustino Jao Jose, who's listening to our show. You can go to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London, or you can go to Twitter.com and send a tweet to us. It's hashtag BCVOA. Here's a request for Pharrell. It's a song called Happy, which is also the name of his brand new children's book. He's just put out a children's book, which is named Happy. And Michael Gabresi requested this song from Ethiopia. Hello to everybody in Ethiopia and around the world. Thank you so much for listening to Border Crossings. I hope you're happy. I know Pharrell is.
Clap along if you feel like a room without.
That was Pharrell. Happy here on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Again, thank you to Bourne's, our special guest on today's show. My name is Larry London, and I'll be back again tomorrow with more requests and dedications. It's Border Crossings, and you are listening to the VOA1 Music Network.